This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news.
A Wyville area man was transported to Columbus Regional Wednesday after accidentally shooting himself. Jimmy Eric Bright, age 47, had a negligent discharge with a .22 caliber revolver just before 3 a.m., according to the sheriff's office. His condition was not immediately available. The incident happened at a home on Rough and Ready Road. Dangerous fire conditions are continuing throughout our area. Long-term forecasts call for extended drought and active wildfire conditions through the month of June. City of Wyville is urging residents not to do any outdoor burning. All burn permits in the city have been canceled. The county has not issued a burn ban at this time. WTAB Radio in Tabor City is going off the air after 71 years. The home of the popular Friday swap shop and religious broadcast will go silent on Monday. WENC-AM Wyville ceased broadcasting in January. Porch pirates are a plague on every community in North Carolina, and a bill passed by the State House will increase punishments for mail theft. Under HB 34, the punishment for mail larceny, the perpetrator would now be sentenced to one class level higher than the usual sentence for larceny. What that means is that crimes that would possibly be charged as a misdemeanor larceny will actually be charged as a felony if the item had been delivered to a home or business. A Republican-supported bill banning diversity, equity, and inclusion practices is making its way through the state Senate. Senate Bill 227 is a companion bill to the anti-DEI measures proposed in the House by Representative Brandon Jones recently. It aims to remove DEI offices, staff, and divisive concepts from schools, and also ensuring education focuses on core curriculum without promoting ideologies. The bill notes 12 divisive concepts, ranging from racial superiority to revisionist history. Democrats have expressed concerns that the bill is simply politicizing education. At Midelco Elementary School, we'll host Michael Cunningham's Crowns Art Exhibition through March 20th. The show focuses on Sunday hats worn by African-American women. ADES students worked with an area artist to create mosaics, which will be displayed along with the photography. The exhibition is free. Devane Cox Fowler will present a program on kinship of the members of St. Paul Methodist Church Saturday at the Southeastern Genealogical Society meeting. The meeting is going to be at 2 p.m. at Wyville Alliance Church, 623 Warrior Trail in Wyville. Everyone is welcome. A lot of members like to arrive early to share family history. The Forest Service will hold prescribed burner licensing May 19th through the 20th. Certified burner classes feature a combination of virtual classroom and in-person fieldwork. Topics to be covered include the state's Prescribed Burn Act, weather, managing smoke, firing techniques, and burn plans. Participants will need a laptop or tablet and a microphone, as well as reliable high-speed internet. Cost is $25. Go to ncforestservice.gov for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.